other business that I'm aware of?
Yes, Katie.
Just a point of interest here. I'd like to welcome Mr. David Purcell to our meeting today. He's the new Chief Operating Officer of the DCID, and I'd like to welcome David to our chamber meeting today, and hope to see you in a lot more in the future.
Thanks for that.
Any other other business, folks?
All right, seeing that there's none, we're at the tail end of our public comment. I've got one white card. Anybody else that wishes to fill out a card, Brian, if you could make sure they're taken care of, please. MJ Thomas.
This is the hero.
No. Mayor, or should I say judge, Ken Wright, because he is a chili cook-off judge. He's official now. I just want to thank the council women and men for the support we've been given the past 61 days trying to put on this festival for the city. Starting with Danny Ross putting together a meeting with Chief Brogan and Kimberly to start getting together the permitting. And I want to tell you, the permitting process flowed and went very well. And I just want to commend you on having such a good, organized process, because I'm definitely a novice at what was going on. And it went very, very well. And we received the support, we needed for them. Also, thank you for city manager for supporting what we've been doing for this. So I just want to thank you for allowing us to put on this festival. I think the city seemed to enjoy it. We had well over 5,000 people, and they were all leaving with smiles and picture taking. And just thank you. Just proud to be part of this community. And I can't thank you enough for encouraging this, letting us put this on the Chamber of Commerce. Thank you.
MJ, stay up for a minute. I'm going to take executive privilege here, folks, and ask MJ a question. I really don't know the answer to this. I had to take off. After the chili tasting, who could you announce who won? The judges, and then the, I think it was
the everybody else.
People's choice.
People's choice, right.
I do know. This is bad because I was running around all day. I do know that first place winner was the Virginia Club. And people's choice. Do you happen to know?
It's in the paper. I can't remember.
You have to get your crier to find out.
You are going to have to get the crier. And another thing, I will have to thank the crier who has been advertising the heck out of it for the past 4 weeks.
And we'll see if the neighbor covers it.
It will not be as well as the crier. We are going to
know. All right, I'm going to have to call.
Thank you. And again, thank you very much.
Thank you, MJ. And I'll take another executive privilege. I didn't think I'd break these out, but I pulled out all the Halloween stuff for the kids this year, and in the costume, I found these. And, if anybody gets out of line, there's going to be all that glasses, but, the old... just a warning for public and council. If these things break out, I put them down, watch out, because it's bad news. So I'll keep these tucked away with my glasses. But,
does that go for public comments?
Yeah. Yes, it does. Councilman, thank you. All right, Mr. Grant, we have a...
Public
argument. What I wanted to say. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Grant. Anybody else? Public comment program. All right. Seeing that there's none, I'm going to make a motion that we break for executive session as regards to legal and personnel discussions for everybody that's in the room. If we do move into executive session, we will be coming back here to adjourn after we break for executive session. So feel free to stick around and watch us adjourn. Do I have a second on
the motion?
All right, any discussion on this? All in favor, please say aye.
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 All right, we'll be back there.